Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Welcome to Hicksville. Still a little creaky. Today I'm talking about the nature of magic. The thought came to me recently having spent the weekend in a smart house. You know the sort of thing, a residence equipped with internet-connected devices that allow homeowners to remotely monitor, control, and automate various home functions like lighting, heating, security, the Hoover, and entertainment systems. It's the 22nd century. I knew that it existed, but I'd never experienced it myself. Obviously, smartphones have been around for a long while, allowing us to use the internet and WhatsApp and all those applications. Smart watches, which can track our fitness and health, and making calls and using GPS. Of course, I do have a smart TV, but I'd never really thought of it as taking over my way of life. Personally, I've never had a relationship with Alexa. Maybe because I'm over-anxious and never in need of a virtual entity, because I probably disapprove of laziness or think of it as laziness. Surely I can turn my own lights off, like Mrs. Danvers every night, one switch after another. But I can see people looking at me with pitying, sympathetic eyes. Poor soul, doesn't she see that all these labour-saving technologies would give me more time to concentrate on what actually interests me? I certainly feel that way about ironing. What a terrible waste of time that is. Well, I seem to have had a sort of Damascene conversion. I can see that AI is here to stay. Smart, as such, has been around since 1995. The letters standing for Self-Monitoring, Analysis and Reporting Technology. The term was developed way back in 1995. So this week, as I entered the kitchen in the house that I was staying in and telling Siri to turn on the lights or the lamps in the living room, watching that happen and then playing me soft, soothing music while I made scrambled eggs and a quiet vacuum cleaner purred around my feet. I felt like a magician, exercising power that I didn't know existed. My hosts told me that this is indeed the future, and I should do something about it. Serendipitously looking through the events of this week in the Gers, what could be coming to Florence but Disney's classic Fantasia, which has a wizard at its core. So obviously, magic is the theme. This is a show that's doing the rounds across Europe, bringing Disney's best-loved characters to the Saint-Éloi Castin on Saturday at 3. There'll be Mickey and Minnie, of course. Plus Jack Sparrow, obviously not Johnny Depp. Well, there'll be Snow White as well, Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and Tinkerbell. But these days, no Disney show could be complete without Olaf the Snowman and the sisters Anna and Elsa. Elsa belting out Libéré, Délivré, which doesn't quite have the oomph of Let It Go. Sounds rather more like a grocery delivery. I saw the show Frozen on stage, and that indeed was magic taking place before your eyes. How did Elsa's costume go from dark and austere to silvery pale aqua in the wink of an eye? It's the magic of stagecraft, what the French call trompe l'œil. I would tell you how it was done, but I swore the oath of secrecy. It's a bit like nobody is allowed to divulge who the murderer is in Agatha Christie's Mousetrap. Not a brilliant drama per se, but it's been going for 70 years, and mum's the word. Well, for the Disney show, it's €19 per ticket and free for under twos. Or if food is actually the music of love as far as you're concerned, Marcelin is having a jambon à la broche starting at 7:30 at the Salle de Fête. €20 to get in. Aperitif gourmand, the jambon, fromage, croustade, nothing better on a winter's night. And by the magic of the internet, I look forward to speaking to you.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais
next week. À bientôt.
www.dfm930.com